So when JW's not sleeping much, why is that? Why isn't it? Because he doesn't require sleep.
He just doesn't require it. But see, it's kind of like this is great fun because like right now, he was kind of wiped out. So he had his dinner, he did his thing, and he got his bath and he went to bed. Well, when that was safe and he was in bed all nice asleep, all good and easy, it was kind of like, okay, now that's all good. He's safe. He's in his place. He's all good. He's recuperating his little self. That's his little heart, the marvelous little creator that he is. Now we can play. So then we sort of checked in and looked in on Bob's blog, made sure everybody was taken care of and took care of that stuff. And then we were playing in this arena trying to see what was left. We wanted to hear from Guru again, so we got into that, and that was good, and we wanted to talk to me and me, and we knew Ed was coming in, so we said, oh, we got to come in and be friendly there, because that's delicious. We don't want him to get all crossways of this craziness, because it's great fun, and we love playing with Pammy and Allison, who's saying, how is it every time I get on, you're on, Ion? And we go, well, we're on all the time. So that's...
No, you brought in Allison. She's not here, but you were talking about people here, Pammy and people
yes,
here.
Yes, but it's all been on the blog. We've been blogging all the way through this.
You just mentioned Ed in that. You were talking about being here, but you're also doing blogging.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why you brought in Allison, because she's not in this part.
Yes, but she always is amazed that when she gets on Ion's own, and we go,
right.
Well, yes, we're always on. So that's why that was brought up, because of the multitasking of this process. JW's upstairs, sound asleep, just snoring like a house of fire, and we're engaging on this phone conversation on this little chip thingy, and also we're responding on the blog.
Right, so if JW's bride woke up right now, she would hear JW talking in his sleep.
No, she would hear JW snoring like a house of fire.
Oh, so this is not JW's mouth speaking.
Right.
Well, that's a new thing, so you...
No, it's not. It's no different. It's no different than you...
No, this isn't spoken. I assume when I'm talking... Look, we assume JW's mouth is going when Ion is talking, but if his mouth is not going, what are we hearing? What's moving the air?
Well, he has lots of bodies, Bob.
Well, this is another body? JW body speaking?
You talk about all the time how fun it's going to be when you meet yourself going to the beach.
I don't say it's fun. You just keep telling me I'm going to do that. But let's not get distracted. You're saying that there's another JW. If his son walked into the living room, they'd see another JW there talking to us.
And they'd probably look and go, oh, that's cool. Dad's still up. And then if they went to get their mom or something was going on and they felt necessary to wake her, they'd look and go, hey, Mom. Dad's downstairs. Who's that sleeping with you?
This is a new dimension. I didn't know that we were talking to more than one JW in our experience of Ion.
Well, how could you get all the stuff that JW gets done without having assistance?
Okay, so the other JW, this is what we started with this anomaly, 7 hours ago. When JW was in New York, we were talking to another JW at home that night for the reading.
That's great.
No, what do you think of that, people? We got more than one JW.
And he and JW would never, ever, ever even discuss it because that's his business and he wouldn't make it everybody else's because he's never got to do. He's not busy.
Oh, okay.
Now you know how he has time. There's two of them, Bob.
Yeah, that's a good point.
At least.
Hey, Ion, does JW see the other GW in the house?
Certainly could.
That, he doesn't give it any mind.
Hey, who do you think he talks to when he's getting so smart on crap?
Well, he talks to the other one.
Hey, that's not a problem.
Are they different in their talents?
Yes, we would say yes.
Okay, so have I spoken? Can you just hold the pen? Excuse me. Are we talking to different ones when we do our 2,000 hours? We talked to several of them.
No. When it's us, Ion, it's always Ion. That's all.
Yeah, I know. But is it? Are you coming through different JWs over the last year? Different bodies. Am I talking to different bodies? Different times.
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes, yes.
What?
Sometimes, yes.
So is this the same body, JW body, that spoke earlier to us before you came back?
No.
This is the other. Oh, yeah, because the other one's sleeping. So this is the other JW.
Yes.
Hey, people, if this ain't the most astounding thing you've ever heard.
when you talk to yourself, you're talking to the non-physical, aren't you?
Yes, but see, JW doesn't even have to get that far out. He knows his power. So in his power, he can engage himself. Because why would you want to talk to non-physical when you can talk to God himself?
All right, so I'm talking about us, not you.
Oh, well, we hope you're speaking to your place of power as God. Now, if you need or require or trying to put it all together and non-physical is involved and that helps in that place, great, no problem. But at the end of the day, the whole point of it is that you get you hooked up with you, with your non-physical as one, and when that happens, then you're on the right path.